The corner of Grand and Cook Avenue in North St. Louis is pretty ordinary. There's a church on the corner, a gas station across the street, a drugstore in the distance, and a public service building that takes up most of one side. But if you turn right at the blowing flags that say coffee shop, you're led to a spacious glassed-in venue that serves lattes, pastries, and sandwiches. Since its grand opening in February, Chronicle Coffee has been on a mission to write a new chapter for the Covenant Blue neighborhood by creating community and encouraging service. Jason Wilson is the owner.
There's people who say things like, what's this African-American doing on this coffee shop? Definitely. Oh, yeah. And stuff like, a coffee shop on the north side? Why would you do that? It's kind of off the beaten path.
Wilson was born and raised in St. Louis. He was inspired to give coffee a try while traveling with his Washington University MBA class to China in 2007. He enjoyed the community and conversation that accompanied the brew and began his own anthropology project of sitting in coffee shops around St. Louis and observing the scene. But, as it were, the best shops were on the south side of town.
I started to like it. I said, man, we should do this on the north side. Somehow, some way, why aren't underserved communities getting coffee shops? So I put a plan together, and here I am.
After researching the coffee culture off and on for two more years, he created a business plan that he felt would add to the sustainability of the community. Wilson purchased the St. Louis branch of the Northwest Coffee Roasting Company, which includes shops in the Central West End and Clayton, last year. The other two stores will still keep their identities, but Chronicle is up to something different. Just a few years ago, the neighborhood received a nearly $8 million grant as part of the Blue Meyer Hope 6 revitalization plan.
There has to be some kind of income-generating businesses around it so people can work in their own community instead of traveling to the other side of town. If we start putting money on this side of town, building businesses on this side of town, and me being a nonprofit company, I think other folks will follow because people know about coffee. Coffee is a great platform.
New homes and buildings were created, including the St. Louis Housing Authority office building. Retail space was available in the back of the building, and Chronicle Coffee claimed the final spot last summer. Eric Johnson is a 53-year-old retiree who lives in the area. He visits Chronicle Coffee every morning.
It's a very good asset to the neighborhood, because they never really had anything like that in the neighborhood. Business seemed to be booming to me every morning I'm up in here.
Wilson wants to make Chronicle Coffee a part of the community by hiring people from the neighborhood to work in the shop, hosting small events, and creating a program with students from Beaumont High School and Clyde C. Miller Career Academy. He's also in the middle of creating his own roast. It's a large and admirable ambition, but some who have tried it before know that it's not easy. In 2009, then Washington University grad student Claire Wolf co-created the Urban Studio Cafe in the Old North neighborhood. Their purpose was simple.
Basically a nonprofit cafe, and all the profits from coffee and food sales would fund art programs and community programs for the neighborhood of Old North St. Louis.
They hosted art shows, had live music performances, and employed neighbors from the community, but their business experience was lacking. Changes were made in management, but fiscal agent Grace Hill Settlement House pulled out, and Urban Studio Cafe closed in February 2011. Though the nonprofit idea didn't work, Wolf feels that the cafe helped to demonstrate the potential profitability for other businesses in Old North.
Just the positive effects of having a gathering space in the community where neighbors can come and build that social fabric in and of itself is a huge social benefit.
By adhering to the shop's controlling the narrative philosophy, Wilson thinks he won't be the only business of its type in the neighborhood for long. He hopes that others will follow his lead and take a chance on an old new neighborhood. Aaron Williams, St. Louis Public Radio.